Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Vita Thode and Gene Knowles about the Bean Blossom Backpack Benefit Halcyon House is hosting to collect school supplies for Washington students. This is part two of a two-part interview.
It's super important for the kids to have everything that they need to start the school year so that they look just like everyone else, so that they know they have the confidence that I have what I need, I'm going to be able to do, you know, what the teacher needs me to do, and it's going to be great. But then also, we have a lot of students who move in during the school year, so some of them are planful in how they do that, and they, you know, say goodbye to their teacher in their last school, and they get to say goodbye to their friends and take their school supplies with them. And unfortunately, we also have some students who go to school and they don't know that it's their last day because, you know, they could potentially be in a domestic violence situation. So at the end of the school day, they are picked up and they leave. So they didn't get a say goodbye. They didn't get all those things, and they don't have any school supplies. So when they come to us and we can give them a backpack full of everything that they will need, and it's something that is their own when they're in that situation, it's just priceless, and they just hang on to it for dear life. And it means a lot to them to be able to come in and have all those things ready to go.
And so those who are in need of this assistance, how can they get in contact with you guys and those who are organizing it, or how does it get determined, you know, how the backpacks get distributed?
So the counselors in each building have the backpacks and have access to the funding for the middle school and high school. And we, through either teachers, if a teacher sees that a child doesn't have something, or we get a lot of phone calls from parents who say, we're just not able to get everything. Can we have a little bit of help? We just need a few items, or we can't get anything. So if they just will call the school, and they'll connect them to the counselors, and that's who.
I did want to add some statistics about our demographics. I think that's important for the community to know as well. So at Stewart, which is our preschool through second grade building, we have 56% of the student population, those families, they receive free or reduced lunch. And at Lincoln, the third grade through fifth grade, they receive 50% of the students receive free or reduced lunch. At middle school, it's 41%, and high school, it's 36%. And I want to be clear that it's not that there's not as much need at the middle school and high school, but sometimes those students just say, I'll bring a sandwich from home. They don't want to go through the process of filling out an application to qualify. So the need is K through 12, approximately the same, but sometimes it changes in percentage just by the number of paperwork that is filled out. Also, another kind of startling statistic is in this last school year, we had 120 students who were considered homeless. And homeless is not the typical homeless. That's not the only homeless. But that could be doubled up. It could be transitional housing. And that is actually 6.5% of our student population has been considered homeless sometime throughout the last school year. So that's why we are so thankful that the community has reached out and helped us to help the students, to have them ready for the first day of school.
And this collection, how long will this last for? What's the deadline for getting donations?
Through August 17th, and the drop areas are Halcyon Hot House main office, Applewood Bistro, and Lending Hands has a spot out there as well.
Yeah.
So
we often have people, again, our community is so warm and so generous, and they say, what can we do to help, when they see these numbers? Because it isn't the Washington that maybe they grew up in. And we are in those halls every day with these kids, and you don't see it, like you mentioned earlier. So people, when they hear this, they say, oh my gosh, what can we do? And so we kind of came up with three things that we would just love for people to keep in mind. The first one is, always remember, no matter what is happening, no matter how kids, children are acting, they are doing the best that they can with what they have. The second one is, we always encourage people to smile and share a positive greeting with kids. The little ones, the big ones, all of them, they all need to hear it. And then the last one is just that kids really do want to do well. Above all else, they want to do the right thing. They want to do the good thing. So kids are amazing.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Vita Thode and Jean Knowles about the Bean Blossom Backpack Benefit Halcyon House is hosting to collect school supplies for Washington students. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.